Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor. Scotty Del Hughes is in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Good to have you, Scotty.
Oh, good morning.
And now I know it's Christmas because we're being joined by one of our favorites, Stuart Varney, Fox Business Network, Varney & Company, of course, every day, 9 a.m. How are you, Stuart? Merry Christmas.
Larry, Merry Christmas to you. Scotty, we're all in good shape here, and I hope you are too.
Well, thanks. And, you know, we did really fast. We had a big discussion about our favorite Christmas movies just now. Which movie must you see every Christmas season? Do you have a go-to film?
I rather enjoyed Elf.
Yeah, you're an
Thank
Elf person.
You.
See, Scotty made the case for Elf as well.
Stuart.
I've got a couple of reservations, but yeah, I'll go with that. Can you let me off the hook with that?
Absolutely, and I appreciate you playing along. Well, Les, how do you think that this Trump administration is starting to shape up? It is remarkable how many people from the business world are being tapped. Even your Secretary of State is not a foreign diplomat. It's a CEO. What do you think?
Well, what strikes me is that this is probably the most conservative, can-do, business-oriented cabinet in my lifetime, and
wow.
I'm an old guy. I've really never seen anything like this before. Where are the academics? I don't see any of them there, thank goodness. All I see is business people, executives with hands-on managerial experience, some generals who, again, have hands-on managerial experience. I see them as can-do people who are going to flat-out reverse just about every single policy legacy left behind by President Obama. I've never seen anything like this before.
Absolutely.
Ever.
And we knew, Stuart, that President-elect Trump was going to bring in the very best. And so he's bringing in business people. And now there's this push. Well, there's so many billionaires that are in his cabinet. There's too many billionaires. If they're the best and most successful, then you want them in business. Are you going to bring in a bunch of people that are bankrupt? But is there some sort of way, is there any sort of validity to this idea that he's only bringing in billionaires into his cabinet?
I think that's pure nonsense. Sure, there are billionaires in his cabinet because they are successful people who've done great things in their lifetimes and made real money. Is there something wrong with that, about putting them in charge of our economy? I see nothing wrong with that at all. I particularly like the appointment of Carl Icahn, who is a multi-billionaire. I think the man's worth about $20 billion. Now, he's going to be not a government employee. He's going to be special counselor to the president in charge of deregulation. And that's a wonderful thing. He, in particular, dislikes Dodd-Frank. That's the mammoth financial regulation bill that was introduced by the Obama administration, and which has really locked up the banks and Wall Street in this awful bureaucracy, and they need to be freed. And Icahn is going to do that, and I think that's a fine thing.
Well, and you know, our colleague Mark Levin, every night here, 6 to 9 on WMAL, he has made quite a bit case against that Dodd-Frank bill, and specifically that commission, I'm trying to remember the name of it, but the Consumer Protection Commission that was created that basically goes completely under the radar and can basically write legislation almost to infringe on businesses. Do you think that will be targeted as well?
Oh, absolutely it will, and I'm very glad to hear it. A little sidebar story here. At our production meeting just the other morning, I said, how many people around the table? And we've got 10 people around the table. I said, how many of you are applying for a mortgage or a bank loan? 3 hands went up. Mm-hmm. I said, how are you doing? And they said, it's murder.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the paperwork that it takes these days to get a mortgage? You can have a legitimate job, wife, family, you know what, and you can have it all down, but you've got to go through this paperwork, this bureaucracy. One of our guys spent 3 months trying to get a very simple mortgage. That's because of Dodd-Frank. If you start to sweep that stuff away, you don't leave the public unprotected. You let the public do what it wants to do, which is borrow money from a bank and buy a home. What's wrong with that?
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, you talked about, you know, reducing regulations. The other thing is jobs. And now you're seeing people like IBM saying before they meet with Trump, 25,000 jobs they're going to add on. You saw it with Carrier, then they get to meet with Trump. Is there anything wrong with a president, and I say a version of pay for play, but they're being paid in American jobs in order to get attention from the president-elect? Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, there are a lot of conservatives who do not like to see the president of the United States strong arm individual companies
yep.
and say, hey, put your prices down or else.
I'm one of them.
And I understand that. It sets a dangerous precedent. And you can also, I mean, if you're running a big corporation, you can juice the system by making sort of a concession before you go into the meeting and then walking out of the meeting saying, yes, I've done my thing, but you've not really done very much at all. There's a danger there. But if this president-elect can walk away with more jobs guaranteed for American workers and a better deal for taxpayers when it comes to building Air Force One or the F-35, if he can do that, that's what he's going to stand on, and I think people will support him.
Stuart Verney, I feel like I know more about business than most people because I watch Verney and Company on the Fox Business Network, honestly. And I've watched over the years long enough to know that a lot of these manufacturing jobs that we have lost to China or to Mexico, yes, part of it is because the trade deals are not being enforced properly, but also a lot of this has to do with automation. A lot of this has to do with regulation. A lot of this has to do with wages. And yes, maybe it's great that Carrier has stayed here in Indiana, and that's great for those jobs. And maybe it'll be great for Apple to make some of their iPhones here, but here's the reporting I'm not getting, and maybe you can help me with this. Shouldn't I, as a consumer, before I make a political judgment about whether it's good to move Apple phone manufacturing here to California, shouldn't I know how much my iPhone is going to cost now? Because that's being left out of the equation.
You most certainly should know that, and that is being left out of the equation. And I'm not sure what the answer to your question is. Would an iPhone be the same price if it were manufactured in America? Frankly,
we're told no. I mean, we're told that they're making it over there with Foxconn because that's going to make it most affordable for us. And if so, why? Is it wages? Is it regulation? Is it taxes? Where's the cost coming from?
That's a very good question, and I do not have an answer to your question, except I would say this. The jobs that will be brought back to America are not probably the same jobs that left America 10 years ago, 5 years ago. We're not going to start building gigantic factories to churn out on a conveyor belt system the way we used to. Manufacturing in the future is going to be different, but it will come back to America. And there's one good reason for that, Larry. Donald Trump is going to free up our domestic energy supply.
I think
he's going to introduce an era of very cheap electricity, which is extremely important for manufacturing. Do that, and you make yourself cost competitive with overseas countries.
Stuart Verney, always a pleasure to talk with you, sir. Have a very Merry Christmas with
your family.
And
Merry Christmas to you all. Thanks very much, Larry.
Thank you. A lover of the film Elf.
I knew he had class.
I would have never guessed it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.